Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to the Gable family. Hi, how are you all?
Hello.
Great. Wonderful.
Great. So we have Helen Ann Stearns Gable, and I want to first congratulate you because you were in the International Debutante Ball, and that's how we've all gotten together. How are you today, Helen?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay. And then we have your mom, Lisa Gable. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Great, and then Jim Gable, right?
Hello.
Okay, and you guys are down in the, well, where are you located?
We are in the Middleburg, Virginia area.
Aha, okay, great. So you came up here for the debutante ball. Was that exciting, Helen Ann?
It was extremely exciting. I had a lot of fun.
Aha. So had you ever been to the ball before?
I had not. This is my first time.
Okay, so what was your, how do you feel now?
I feel great. I was a little bit nervous going into it, just walking down the aisle and doing the curtsy, but I was excited the whole time, and afterwards, it was just an amazing experience.
What was one of the reasons why you decided to do this?
Most of my family members were debutantes, and I enjoy being part of tradition, so I thought that it might be special if I also did something like what they did. And particularly the international debutante ball I found interesting because I personally have traveled extensively, and I've also lived abroad in Japan, and I also spent a summer in Paris. And so I love staying in touch and getting to meet all these people from across the world.
Aha, were you able to use, I see you did go to Concordia Language Camp for the Japanese and French. Were you able to use a little bit of your international languages?
There was a girl from Paris there. Her French obviously was much better than mine, but I was able to say a few words to her in French.
Aha. So now are you in the process of your last year? Is it this couple high school? Are you still in high school, or are you going off to college soon?
I am a freshman at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great. And so this is sort of a little bit of a break before you go back?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, you've done a lot of different kinds of experience here. You seem to like working in the world of politics, I guess, as a page and a leaders program, young women's leaders program, and you've done some internships and with state senators. What is the interest there?
I've always been very interested in politics. My family's always been very involved. And we live so close to Washington, D.C., so it's always helpful there. And it's just something that I've always found interesting and been passionate about. And I'm thinking of minoring in political science in college to continue with my interest in politics.
Uh-huh. So you good possibility you're going to go into politics yourself?
There's a chance, or at least possibly working relating to it in some sense, maybe not directly.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very exciting. So, and your parents have done a lot of work also, I guess, within the world of politics. I believe your mother worked in senior level positions for 4 presidents and 2 governors. Is that right, Scable?
That is right. I wasn't sure if
it was,
right.
It was 3 presidents.
Oh, okay.
So I was very honored to have the opportunity to work for Ronald Reagan and then George Bush, Bill Clinton, and Bush 43. So lots of experience and lots of interesting people.
Aha. Uh-huh. And your dad there, Jim, he's it doesn't seem like much politics, but you seem pretty successful in the world of business.
Oh,
Comcast, Apple, maybe you do
my,
have politics.
My connection is more through my dad because my family has always been very involved in politics, and dad was very involved back in Kentucky where I grew up. And then I ended up after school gravitating to the high-tech world, and I've worked in technology from companies like Apple and Comcast and doing my own startup once and just various kinds of projects. And I guess that's been more my passion than politics, although – in this family. I have to try to keep up.
Well, you're a very ambitious family, and that's great. It's so wonderful. And so, how did you guys, the parents, feel about your daughter's recognition and how she carried herself at this wonderful international debutante ball?
Well, we were extremely proud of her. She was absolutely serene as she was walking down the aisle and going to make her curtsy. I think as all parents, you're so nervous as they're making that curtsy, and hers was absolutely perfect. And then she was beaming as she walked back up. It was easy for us as parents to see the utter relief of having performed so well.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful gown. Where did you find that that gorgeous gown?
We found it at Pronovius in New York.
All righty. And is it hard to pick out a gown?
Yes. Yes.
Tortured.
Lots of trying on, and it's an exhausting process.
Uh-huh. But you're pleased with the results.
We are.
I'm sure.
It's absolutely stunning. Helen Ann, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would. I was very happy with what I chose.
Uh-huh. All righty. Well, you'll hopefully wear that at some other beautiful events as well. That's a very special time. What would you say to a young girl who is, desiring to do this? What would you say they should think about in coming out and doing this experience?
If they were already nominated to be part of it?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that to wear comfortable shoes with your dress, and they don't have to be pretty shoes. They can be really ugly shoes because nobody ever sees your feet. And you stand in a receiving line for hours, greeting everybody, so practicing, smiling, and introducing yourself. And to just be relaxed and to not be very nervous about it, that it's a very fun experience and that it's a great way to meet a ton of new people.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Let me ask you two last questions. You're a very, very nice person, and I think you're going to do really, really well in life, and obviously you have been as well, and your parents. I can see her beaming through the phone. I can see that. That's really great. I've asked lots of people two questions. One is, what's good news to them? So actually, maybe in any aspect of your life, maybe Jim, I'll start with you. What's good news for you?
Good news for me is, I'm at the point of life. The good news for me is anything that's good for Helen Ann and Lisa. I have so much fun watching what they're doing and all their accomplishments, and honestly, that's sort of top news for me.
Uh-huh, Lisa, and for you?
You know, I have to chime in with that. We've had an amazing life, an amazing set of experiences, and met wonderful people, and it's just so much fun for Jim and I to watch Helen Ann as she it starts advancing through her career as a page and as an intern, and watching her do this event and seeing our daughter take on the reins for the next generation representing our family and doing it in such a dynamic way is something that makes us very happy. And this entire evening was good news for us.
Beautiful. Helen Ann, good news for you.
I would agree with everything that they are saying. And also just good news for me would be hearing people say that I am just like my mother, just like my father, and helping reflect on everything that they've done and everything and relating to that.
That's really beautiful. The last question, we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, September 21st. Lisa, I see you've done some UN work as well. So the United Nations declared 193 countries for a day of peace, September 21st. So we've done a lot of work in promoting and trying to strengthen that message worldwide. And I asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And so I'd like to ask all three of you, what does peace mean to you? Jim, why don't we start with you again?
Well, I think it's a broad term, because within the family, it's just some comfort in the family and security in the family. But then, gosh, when you go to the UN, that's sort of a global scale, and peace on the global scale right now is a little a little more tenuous than I would like. I'd love to see some of that tone back down.
Uh-huh. Lisa?
You know, for us, it's really been wrapped around a sense of hope and optimism, enterprise and freedom. Those are key attributes that we really want to see. People have security in the situation that they're in, that they have the opportunity to pursue economic freedom and happiness within their own families and lives.
Beautifully stated, both of you. All right, Helen and Ann, what does peace mean to you?
I say peace at home and also to a larger scale worldwide is just always being able to have a positive attitude creates a peaceful environment. Even if nothing is right at the moment or some things are wrong, being able to have a positive outlook on whatever it is brings peace to any situation.
Well stated. Well, you're a wonderful family. I got a lot of goosebumps on the, says the grandpa. So it's great to have a loving, caring family, and obviously you all are. So thank you very much for taking the time and sharing your good news with us.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, it's very nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you all.